The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 6th Chapter, text number 39, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on November 6, 2006, in Monterrey, Mexico.
So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter number 6, text number 39.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Saesha aja purusha kalpe kalpe shrijat yaja atmatmanyat manat manang sang sang yat jatipati cha. That supreme original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, expanding his plenary portion as Mahavishnu, the first incarnation, creates this manifested cosmos, but he is unborn. The creation, however, takes place in him, and the material substance and manifestations are all himself. He maintains them for some time, and absorbs them into himself again, purport. The creation is not different from the Lord, and still, he is not the creation. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita 9.4 as follows. Maya totam midam sarvam jagada vyakta murtina matstani sarva bhutani nachaham teshva vashtitaha. The impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth is also a form of the Lord called avyakta murti. Murti means form. But because his impersonal feature is inexplicable to our limited senses, he is the avyakta murti form. And in that inexplicable form of the Lord, the whole creation is resting. Or in other words, the whole creation is the Lord himself. And the creation is also non-different from him. But simultaneously, he, as the original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is aloof from the created manifestation. The impersonalist gives stress to the impersonal form or feature of the Lord and does not believe in the original personality of the Lord. But the Vaishnavas accept the original form of the Lord, of whom the impersonal form is merely one of the features. The impersonal and personal conceptions of the Lord are existing simultaneously. And this fact is clearly described both in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, and also in other Vedic scriptures. Inconceivable to human intelligence, the idea must simply be accepted on the authority of the scriptures, and it can only be practically realized by the progress of devotional service unto the Lord, and never by mental speculation or inductive logic. The impersonalists depend more or less on inductive logic, and therefore they always remain in darkness about the original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Their conception of Krishna is not clear, although everything is clearly mentioned in the Vedic scriptures. A poor fund of knowledge cannot comprehend the existence of an original personal form of the Lord when he is expanded in everything. This imperfectness is due more or less to the material conception that a substance distributed widely in parts can no longer exist in the original form. The original personality of Godhead, Adya Govinda, expands himself as the Mahavishnu incarnation, and rests in the causal ocean, which he himself creates. The Brahma Samhita 5.47 confirms this as follows. Ya karanarnava jale vajati sma yoga nidramananda jagananda saroma kupa adhara shaktam avalamya padam samurtim govinda madipurusham tamaham bhajami. Lord Brahmaji says in his Brahma Samhita, I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who lies down in the causal ocean in his plenary portion as Mahavishnu, with all the universes generating from the pores of hair on his transcendental body, and who accepts the mystic slumber of eternity. So, this Mahavishnu is the first incarnation in the creation, and from him all the universes are generated, and all material manifestations are produced, one after another. The causal ocean is created by the Lord as the Mahatattva, as a cloud in the spiritual sky, and is only a part of his different manifestations. The spiritual sky is an expansion of his personal rays, and he is the Mahatattva cloud also. He lies down and generates the universes by his breathing, and again by entering into each universe as Garbhadakshay Vishnu. He creates Brahma, Shiva, and many other demigods for maintenance of the universe, and again absorbs the whole thing into his person, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.7. Sarvabhutannikonteya pakritim yanti mamikam kalpachaye punastani kapado vishrajam yaham. O son of Kunti, on the kalpa, or the duration of life of Brahma is ended, then all the created manifestations enter into my prakriti or energy, and again when I desire the same creation takes place by my personal energy. Conclusion is that these are all but displays of Lord's inconceivable personal energies, of which no one can have any full information. This point we have already discussed. Om Ajnani Timurandashya Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadam Hayam Dhati Svapadantikam. So, does everyone clearly understand the meaning of this purport? Everyone is clearly, no? So. So, we will try to explain to help you understand. There are two conceptions of God. Personal and impersonal. Both are correct.
Las dos son correctas.
But the impersonal conception is subordinate to the personal conception.
Pero impersonal.
Personal is superior, and impersonal is inferior conception. Both are valid, both are correct, but one is more important and more one is subordinate and the other one is predominant.
Las dos son importantes, pero una es subordinada y la otra es la predominante.
The impersonalists are persons who only accept the impersonal conception. They say that God has no personality.
Ellos dicen que Dios no tiene personalidad.
We accept that God has a personality.
Nosotros aceptamos que Dios tiene una personalidad.
And that he also has an impersonal nature.
Y que también tiene una naturaleza impersonal.
We don't blindly accept this. We do not take this blindly. But it is the direct statement of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita.
Pero es el
Krishna states, Brahmano Pratishtaham. You understand the Sanskrit? Do you understand the Sanskrit? Brahmano Pratishtaham.
No?
Okay. Brahmano Pratishtaham, Krishna says, I am the basis of that impersonal Brahman. That impersonal aspect, it comes from the personal aspect. I will give you a very simple example to help you understand. El Sol, the sun. This, just like now, we can see in that curtain. You can see the sunshine in that curtain, isn't it? What do you call that? Sol luz? Sol luz?
La luz del sol.
Luz de sol.
Luz de sol.
Luz de sol in the curtain. You see? So that is that luz de sol, it is sol. But it is not the original form of the soul.
Of sun.
That luz de sol is a manifestation of the sun.
Esa luz del sol es la manifestación del sol.
So, in one sense, it is the sun.
En un sentido, es el sol.
We consider, oh, the sun is now in that curtain.
Debemos considerar que todo el sol está en esa cortina.
But that is not the original form of the sun.
Pero esa no es la forma original del sol.
That is an expansion of the sun.
Es solo una expansión del sol.
Luz de sol. So the impersonal conception of God, that is like, that is the rays of God, the luz de Krishna, that is the impersonal conception.
Esa es la concepción impersonal.
And the original form from which the luz de Krishna is coming, that is the personal conception. Is this clear? There is the sun, el sol y luz del sol.
El sol y la luz del sol.
Similarly, there is Krishna and there is luz de Krishna.
Similarmente está Krishna y la luz de Krishna.
So, the impersonalists, they only see that spiritual light, luz.
Los impersonalistas solo ven esa luz.
Luz es espiritual, ¿eh? Luz is spiritual. In Sanskrit, luz is spiritual is called Brahma Jyoti. Jyoti is Jyoti se llama luz y spiritual se llama Brahma. Brahma Jyoti. Luz is spiritual. So, that Brahma Jyoti, that luz is spiritual, that is coming from, it is coming from Krishna.
Esa luz espiritual viene de Krishna.
So we have to know both things. We have to know both the light and the source of the light.
Que tenemos que conocer las dos, la luz y la fuente de la luz.
If we just appreciate the light,
si solo apreciamos la luz,
and we do not appreciate the person who's giving us the light,
y no apreciamos a la persona que nos da la luz,
there is no love.
No hay amor.
And I ask you this question.
Y les hago esta pregunta.
Can you ask, you think very carefully, can you be happy without love? Would you like to live in a world where there is no love? So if we deny that God has a personality, if we simply say that everything is light, and personalities really do not exist, And personalities are false, you see. The Mayavadi, they say that there is personality is false. They say God has no personality. And you have no personality. They say personality is illusion. That is called Mayavadi philosophy or impersonalism. This is very popular with all these yogis and gurus from India. You see their posters, you hear now there's so many gurus, swamis, yogis, they're all teaching this impersonal conception. It is an incomplete understanding. What is it? Conocimiento imperfecto. Yes. Imperfect knowledge. Conocimiento? Conocimiento imperfecto. You see. But this conciencia de Krishna is conocimiento perfecto. This is perfect knowledge. So try to understand very carefully what is the Vedic knowledge. Because this knowledge will give you unlimited happiness. You will have unlimited knowledge, unlimited happiness. And you will realize your pure eternal nature. So just try to understand the difference between the impersonal conception of God and the personal conception of God. God is a person. And that means he has a name.
Y eso significa que tiene un nombre.
He has an address.
Tiene dirección.
You see? It's just like you have an address, isn't it?
Como tú tienes una dirección.
I can ask you, what is your address?
Voy a preguntar, ¿cuál es tu dirección?
Of course, you may say, you're talking about snail mail or email address. Postal address or email. Everyone has an address. You see?
Todo mundo tiene una dirección.
Even if they're not on the internet, they have a postal address somewhere.
Aunque no tengas una dirección de email, no tiene una dirección postal.
So why God will not have an address?
Entonces, ¿por qué Dios no tiene una dirección?
God also has an address.
Dios también tiene una dirección.
Goloka Vrindavan.
Goloka Vrindavan.
So you ask the ordinary person, what is God's name and what is his address? You have no idea. You can take a survey. You can stand in downtown Monterrey and take a survey. Do you believe in God? They will say, sí, señor. What is it? Creo?
Creo.
Creo en Dios. Sí, señor. But then if you ask them, what is his name and what is his address? No sabe. You see, I don't know. But we have that knowledge, you see.
Pero tenemos ese conocimiento.
By the grace of Srila Prabhupada.
Por la gracia de Srila Prabhupada.
We know who is God.
Sabemos quién es Dios.
We know what is his address.
Sabemos cuál es su dirección.
We know the directions, how to go there and meet him face to face.
Sabemos el camino de cómo conocerlo cara a cara.
That is the difference between Krishna consciousness,
la diferencia de Krishna consciousness
and all these so-called religions and all these so-called churches and temples.
Con respecto a las otras religiones y iglesias.
Here we have the actual connection with God.
Aquí tenemos, la verdadera conexión de Dios.
There they simply have some vague idea, that's all.
demás tienen una vaga idea de lo que es Dios.
And that's why they're, all their religions are dying.
Y es por eso que las demás religiones están muriendo.
And this Krishna consciousness is becoming stronger and stronger and stronger.
Pero la conciencia de Krishna cada vez se hace más y más fuerte.
So, we can ask now. ¿Hay preguntas?
¿Hay alguna?
Yeah.
Así como nosotros, ayer en la plática de ayer comentó que no somos ni hombre ni mujer, sino espíritu. Krishna sí es hombre, o no es puro espíritu así como impersonal.
You say yesterday in the lecture that we are not women or men, mm-hmm. and Krishna, what is?
What is Krishna?
Krishna
is hombre.
Es hombre.
Yes.
Pero nosotros somos, o sea, mi pregunta es que nosotros somos espíritu y no somos ni hombre ni mujer. Pero Krishna no es espíritu porque es, o sea, es personal, una religión personalística. No es impersonal.
They must know what are the living entities in their perfectional stage in the spiritual world? Are they male or female? That's what she's asking.
Yes. No, Krishna is a man,
mm-hmm.
or it's only spirit?
No, Krishna is hombre.
It's personal.
Krishna es persona y es hombre. Krishna is a person and he is a man. But his body is different. It does not get old. It does not get sick. And it does not die. It is not composed of blood and flesh.
No está compuesto de carne y sangre.
It is composed of Satchidananda Vigraha.
Está compuesto de Sat.
Do you know Sat? Chit Ananda? Sabe Satchidananda?
¿No sabes qué significa
Sad means eternity. How do you say eternity?
Eternal.
Oh, eternal. Eternity.
Eternidad.
Yes. Sad is eternidad. Chit is conocimiento, full of full knowledge. Conocimiento. Ananda is bliss. So yes, eternidad. Sat es eternidad, chit es conocimiento, and Ananda es felicidad espiritual. So, Krishna's body is made of eternidad, conocimiento y felicidad espiritual.
El cuerpo de Krishna está hecho de conocimiento, eternidad, felicidad espiritual.
And you can see, when your eyes become pure,
y cuando tus ojos se vuelven puros,
you can see Krishna.
Puedes ver a Krishna.
This is described by Lord Brahma in Brahma Samhita. Premanjana charito bhakti valochaneina santak sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti Yang shamashunja ramachit yagunasvarupam govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. That when your eyes become anointed by the salve of love of God. Then you can see Krishna directly, face to face. This is called Prem Anjana. How do you, Prem, love, how do you say Prem in Spanish?
Prem, Premio.
Premio? Really? That's closer to Sanskrit than English is. Premio? Premio. Wow. Premio, and then anjana, ointment. An ointment for the eyes. Like when you have some The doctor gives you a little tube. You can put some ointment in your eyes. If your eyes get... That is also called ointment.
Yeah.
What is ointment? Salve or ointment? Medicine? Eye medicine. Well, that's, there's cosmetic, and I think the medicine is probably a better simile. Eye medicine. That medicine the doctor gives you to put in your eye?
Eye drops.
Eye drops? Well, anyway.
Cosmetic.
It's more like medicine than cosmetic. Cosmetic is getting into a different dimension, you know. It's not decorating the eye. It's curing the eye. Curing the eye of the disease. So anjana also means, yes. So that's true in that sense. Yeah. So anyway, when you can put the premanjana into your eyes, premya, medicine into the eyes, then you can see Krishna. So, how will you apply that medicine? Will you take one tube and put it in the eye? No, señora. This medicine comes through the ear.
La medicina va entrar por los oídos.
When you hear fa, el maestro espiritual.
Cuando uno escucha al maestro espiritual.
When you hear the words, palabras, from the mouth of a maestro espiritual.
Cuando uno oye palabras que provienen del maestro espiritual.
Then those palabras, they enter into the ear.
Y esas palabras entran a los oídos.
Then through the ear they come and they purify the eyes. So if you continue to hear and to follow the instructions of Maestro Espiritual, then that day will come when you will see
Krishna
personally, face to face. He will talk with you. You will see him. Krishna is not simply some mythological figure.
Krishna no es una figura mitológica.
He's more real than Mexico.
Es más real que Mexico.
Yeah.
Si alguien no tiene la oportunidad de escuchar a un maestro espiritual, pero en su corazón hay amor, compasión, humildad, pues como quiera trasciende con Krishna. Aunque él nunca lo haya escuchado, pero en su corazón están esos sentimientos de amor, compasión, humildad. Sí trasciende, aunque no escucha a un maestro espiritual.
A person who never had the opportunity to hear a spiritual master, but in his heart have
amor,
love, compassion, and humbleness. That person can transcend.
So I don't follow the question. If a person does not hear from a spiritual master,
doesn't have the opportunity
to hear from the spiritual master, then how they can develop all those qualities?
But he has those qualities.
Actually, without the grace of the spiritual master, no one can make any advancement. Without the grace of the spiritual master, no one can make any advancement. That is stated, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati katopi. That is called sattva guna. If one has qualities of compassion, humbleness, that's very good. That is called sattva guna.
Si una persona tiene esos buenos llamas,
sattva guna. But unless they come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master, sooner or later, they will lose those good qualities.
Pero si no se ha contactado con un maestro espiritual, tarde o temprano esa persona va a perder esas cualidades.
We see that happens.
Y vemos que eso ha pasado.
Someone who's a very good member of their church,
alguien que es un buen miembro de una iglesia,
he's respected as a very wonderful person.
Está visto como una persona maravillosa.
And then he gets angry and he murders somebody.
Y luego se enoja y mata a alguien.
You see? So, if one wants, the only way to become solidly situated in humility and compassion is you have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
She said that her point of view is that everybody thinks that we are good, or we are good.
Yes, everyone thinks I am very good. That's right. Even the thief, he thinks I am very good. Everyone thinks I am very good.
I'm God.
Yes. Everyone thinks I am very, very good. But if everybody is very, very good, then why is there so much suffering going on in the world?
Well, she says that when we arrive here, when somebody arrives here.
Arrives here.
Consciousness.
In Mexico?
No, in Krishna Monterey. Consciousness.
In Hare Krishna movement.
Yes,
okay.
Hare Krishna movement. Get realized that we are not a good persons, good people. That we are not good. Because we think that we are good, but when they arrive to the movement, we realize that no, we are not good.
Why not? Why do you realize you're not good? Tell me.
Porque te das cuenta de cuando llegaste no
fue bueno. Porque antes comía acá y quería que no le hacía daño a nadie, quería muchas cosas, pero no era así.
Because before she arrives here, she used to think that she was a good person, but here she realized that she was eating meat.
Ah, yes.
She wants material things, and
yes, we realize how bad we come thinking, oh, I'm very good, but then we found out actually I wasn't so good as I thought. Right. But this ruins my happiness. Krishna consciousness ruined my happiness because I was feeling very good that I'm such a nice person.
Y es cuando uno dice de que Krishna, la conciencia de Krishna me arruinó mi vida porque yo pensaba que yo era muy bueno, y no.
Now that I've come to ISKCON, I found out I was very bad.
Ahora que llegué a ISKCON, me doy cuenta de que soy muy malo.
ISKCON has ruined my happiness. Therefore, ISKCON is very bad. Because I was in a happy state of illusion. There are three kinds of people. Three groups. Out of the three groups, two of them are happy. And one of them is very miserable. The first group that are happy, they are the fully enlightened spiritual beings. The sadhus, santas, the santas, the santas they are truly happy in felicidad espiritual. Then those who are in complete illusion, they are also thinking, I am happy. I have my tecate. Yeah. It's a Mexican beer, tecate. I have my cigarettes. I have 3 girlfriends. And they don't know about each other. So I am very, very happy. Is it? That is one kind of happiness. But then there is the person in the middle. He realizes that material life is simply suffering. But he is a neophyte devotee. He has not yet become a pure devotee. So he's suffering. He's struggling with his senses. Krishna is pulling him one way, and Maya is pulling him the other way. It's the daily battle. Krishna, Maya, Krishna, Maya. And he becomes discouraged. Oh, this is so hard. This is muy difícil. So, who is in a better position? The Tecate drinker who thinks I am very happy. Of course, this is agua. Or the devotee who is struggling with his senses and feeling unhappy in this struggle. Who is better situated? The Tecate drinker, he'll become a dog in his next life. And the neophyte devotee who's struggling, going through so many hard times. If they stick to the pathway of bhakti,
si se apega al camino de bhakti
and do not go back to Tecate,
no vuelve a Tecate,
then they will become a pure devotee.
Entonces volverá un devoto puro.
And they will relish unlimited bliss within their heart at every second.
Y entonces va a disfrutar bendiciones ilimitadas a cada segundo.
So, the suffering of the struggling devotee is million times better position than the enjoyment of the Tecate drinker. ¿Hay preguntas más? Yeah.
A no seguir estancado en un movimiento en una conciencia así neófita siempre, ¿no? Trascender más en el movimiento de conciencia de Krishna y no seguir siendo neófita, como puede ser.
He said that when the first time when we start to chant Hare Krishna, we make a lot of offenses and we are in a state of neophyte state, but one starts to transcend that state. How do you can transcend more Krishna consciousness and don't stay in a neophyte state?
Yes, how you can advance beyond the neophyte stage and become fixed and avoid, get free from the offenses? Yes, and for the neophyte devotee to become advanced in Krishna consciousness. He must take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. That is the key. In this connection, it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shushushroshradanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Syam Mahasevaya Vipra Punya Seva Nakirtanat. By serving those souls who are completely free from all vice, sin, great service is done. By such service, one develops an affinity, or that means a taste, savor. One develops a taste for Krishna consciousness. So the key is you have to find devotees who are very advanced in Krishna consciousness. And you must serve them with love. Because by that service to advanced Vaishnavas, you will naturally advance in Krishna consciousness yourself very quickly. Rapidamente? Yeah, rapidamente. Yes, by serving, and servicio of the great souls. Grandes almas? What does that mean?
What does that mean and how one can do that?
Como uno puede, que se busca rendir su maestro espiritual, como uno puede hacer eso?
So, how does one take, what does it mean to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, and how can one do that? This is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. Tasman gurum prapadje chajyagashu shreya uttamam. If you want to know that supreme benefit, if you want to realize and experience the topmost benefit, then you must take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master by initiation.
What was the first?
If you want to realize the topmost benefit, then you must take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master by initiation. So, initiation means that you take the order of the spiritual master as your very life and soul. That whatever instruction you receive from your Guru Maharaj, you hold tightly to that instruction. The spiritual master will ask you to chant at least 16 rounds daily of Japa Mala. He will ask you to avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. And then whatever other instructions we receive from Guru Maharaj, we dedicate our lives to carrying them out. Just as Srila Prabhupada received the order from Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, to spread la conciencia de Krishna to the English speaking mundo. Whatever order we receive from our Guru Maharaj, we take that order very, very seriously. So it is not simply a mental conception. It is a practice. One practices the art of being a disciple. In this connection, Srila Prabhupada personally wrote me a letter. Disciple means discipline. Whatever that means, I am disciplined by my guru's orders. Whatever instruction he gives me, I discipline myself according to that instruction. I do not act independently of my guru's orders. It is actually an act of suicide to deviate from the orders of one guru, the orders of one's Guru Maharaj. Any other questions?
How can we recognize the pure devotees so we can follow them and we can progress into
the very nice question. If you read Prabhupada's books very carefully, and you see who is a living manifestation of what is written in the books, you see. Nashta Pareshva Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. There are two types of Bhagavatam. There is the book Bhagavatam, Libro Bhagavatam. E Prasanna
Bhagavatam.
So you have to see who is that person or who are those persons who are living manifestations of Bhagavatam. Those persons you must serve. By serving them, you will also become, you will find that you are no longer living in this material world. You will find that you are living in the Srimad Bhagavatam. If I give you a choice of your place of residence, if I give you a choice, where you would like to live. And I say, you can live in Mexico, or you can live in Srimad
Bhagavatam.
Which place would you choose to live? Yeah, very good. Muy, muy buenos, Mataji, Señora. So, this by following this pathway of Krishna Bhakti, you will not be living in this material world. You will be living in Vaikuntha, how do you say, sky?
Cielo.
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 Sky.
Like ceiling. In English they say ceiling. Cielo. You will be living in cielo espiritual. So, any last question?
Bhagavad Gita is a historical o solo está describiendo la guerra del corazón.
The Bhagavad Gita is a book, and is historical book, or is the story
historical? It's not mythological. It is fact. Es verdad, señora. No es mythological. Es verdad. In Bhagavad Gita, it explains that this conversation is spoken on battlefield of Kurukshetra. If you get on an airplane and you fly to India, and you take a taxi cab to the train station, and you tell the ticket master, I want to go to Kurukshetra, he will sell you a ticket. You can go to the Kurukshetra station. And you get off the train, you ask the rickshaw wala. You don't know rickshaw wala. You don't know rickshaw? Yeah. It's like a bicycle with a little seat on the back. They call it rickshaw. It has three wheels. So you tell the rickshaw hombre that you want to go to the place where Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And for 10 rupees, he will take you there. So it is a real place. There's a real spot where Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. You can go and see. It is historia, huh? Historia? History. Historia. Es historia. No es mythology. So any other question? Well, let's usually sneak one more in, because we're over time. One more. This is it. Es final. Es fin. Es fin. Okay.
Pero nuestra familia, esta parte de nosotros, debemos sentirnos que estamos bien.
If we have a lot of time, Krishna consciousness, but...
Have a lot of time?
Yeah, she had a lot of time. She has been in Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, we've been in it for a long time, okay.
For a long time, mm-hmm. But she's a part of her family.
It's a
part of Krishna consciousness, her family.
They're not.
They're not Krishna consciousness. Can she feels that she's okay?
You have to understand who is your actual family. In English, we say this. I don't know if it translates well, but we say what is the Spanish word for relatives?
Parientes.
Parientes? Even for brothers and sisters? Mm-hmm. Yes, in English, it's very good poetry. We say relatives are relative. Relative means relativo?
Relativo.
Yeah. They are not absolute. You have to see the whole world as your family. I can tell you this, you're still suffering from skin disease. Because you're thinking, these are my family members. And these people are my family members, and these people are not my family members. How you can be suffering from skin disease after all these years of Krishna consciousness? You have to understand, your family is all living entities. The ant is your brother. The bird is your sister. The horses, the elephants, the human beings, everyone, they are all your family members. Why are you making this distinction on the basis of that rotting cuerpo? No es verdad, señora. No es verdad. The whole world is your family. This vision you must cultivate.
The ones that are suffering, it's her family, but she thinks that she's okay. But
no, you have to save them. You must try to save them. Give them pisharam.
I know.
You must try to save them. Just like my wife, Vishnupriya Mataji. Her family was very much objecting to her Krishna consciousness. Her brothers were strongly opposed. But she did not listen to their objections. And now they are all initiated ISKCON devotees. Okay, we'll stop here. You can meet with me. If you want further questions, you can meet with me personally. Darshan. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Bhavapada ki jai.